When COVID-19 hit the world, panic overcame many people, as much of the world shut down. Stores were closed, leaving only essential services allowed to do business. As people were forced to stay home week after week, boredom began to take over for many. What did people do with their time, when they were used to going to work? Well, some of these people got puppies or kittens or even a bunny rabbit. Now a puppy is like having a little child in the house. They want to tear everything apart. They need to be potty trained. Puppies need to be walked and brushed, and most of all they need your time and to be played with. At our house, they are family. This is their home, and if you do not like dogs, well then, I guess you will not be coming to our house, as I will not put my dogs outside because you do not like them. Our dogs are treated very well, they see our vet yearly and are given good food. We even have one with a thyroid issue that needs medication twice daily. During COVID, many people got pets and the prices of puppies went through the roof. Even a mixed breed would cost an arm and a leg. Now that things have settled down and things are getting back to a so-called normal, there is an overabundance of dogs, cats and rabbits. The issue did not only start with COVID, but it sure seemed to increase a great deal afterwards. The shelters are overloaded, while rescues are begging for foster homes as they find puppies along roads abandoned. So, what happened? Did people find out that a dog is actually work, that they actually cost money, or did people think that they could just get rid of the dog when they felt they should? A dog is a very loyal friend. They never talk about you. They are always happy to see you. They love you with all their heart, they never talk back, they always listen to you and never tell your secrets. Dogs have an excellent memory, and they have hearts that get hurt. I know if I raise my voice at my dogs, I have hurt their feelings and it shows, just like a child. What kind of person drops puppies off on the side of the road? What kind of person can just leave these little guys to fend for themselves? We all know what would happen to them. This is a horrible act to do, and I would like to know how a person sleeps at night knowing they did this. A dog does not ask to be in your family. You picked it, so it is your job to look after it. Our dogs are spayed and neutered to control the pet population. Our dogs also live in our house. They are not kept on a chain outside, as that is no life for a pet. Some dogs love the outdoors as they are guardian dogs, but they do not belong on a chain. There are also those people that allow their dogs to run all over town. This is not a good practice to have. Your dog should remain in your fenced-in yard, not only for the safety of the dog, but for other people and their pets. If you cannot be a responsible pet owner, then you should not have a pet. Do your research on the dog and be prepared for some work. Treat a pet the way you would like to be treated. They do not forget, and it hurts them, but they will forgive. There is no better feeling than walking into my home, hearing the happy barks and seeing the wagging tails. The internal pick-me-up jumps. For them to run and get a toy for us to play, it is such a warm feeling.